Go for the eyes, Boo! Go for the eyes! Rusk!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another multifaceted episode. These are our more laid-back episodes where I don't do a lot of scripting. I just kind of pick a card to talk about and then just kind of go in-depth with what the card could mean, whether you're playing with it, playing against it, trying to brew with it, or brew around it. And I think I got a pretty interesting one today from some recent, very early releases in terms of spoilers or in terms of previews from Wizards of the Coast. If you guessed from our intro that, yep, today we're going to be talking about the new version of Minsk and Boo, Timeless Heroes. Apologies in advance, my voice is really not where it should be right now. I've put off recording this episode for a few days just to see if my voice would get a little bit better. I'm going to do my best to edit out all of the various sniffles and coughs and throat clearings that I'm going to have, but I just ask you to bear with me for this episode. Hopefully by next week, I'll be back to my normal shape with my voice. Anyway, Minsk and Boo, Timeless Heroes, are a new planeswalker that are going to be coming out of the Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate set. So kind of a mix-up and mash-up of what we saw last year with Adventures in the Forgotten Realms of the Summer set, combined with the Commander Legends draft-style commander format, which should be pretty interesting. Minsk and Boo are probably one of the more interesting cards to come out of the previews from Wizards of the Coast so far. Minsk and Boo, Timeless Heroes, are two, a red and a green, for a legendary planeswalker Minsk, which starts with three loyalty. Minsk and Boo, Timeless Heroes, can be your commander. When Minsk and Boo, Timeless Heroes, enters the battlefield and at the beginning of your upkeep, you may create Boo, a legendary 1/1 red hamster creature token with trample and haste. It has the +1 ability of put 3 +1/+1 counters on up to one target creature with trample or haste. And it also has -2, sacrifice a creature. When you do, Minsk and Boo, Timeless Heroes, deals X damage to any target where X is that creature's power. If the sacrificed creature was a hamster, draw X cards. So, on first blush, this is a very strange card, and I'm going to go into details on how some of the abilities may play out. But before I do that, I just want to comment on the design of the card. And I really like the design of this card as a commander. One of the classic arguments against planeswalkers as a commander, and one of the things that I really do buy into from that camp, is that not having a commander often will lead to more slower games where you don't have a reliable creature in order to punch through and start dealing some damage. Now, I don't think that's much of a problem for Gruul, where just having lots and lots of creatures, especially big stompy ones, is kind of the modus operandi of that color pair. Minsk and Boo, though, from a commander design perspective, is great because it has an enter the battlefield and then an upkeep ability to make sure you are always going to have a quote-unquote commander creature in play. I use that term very lightly because the Boo token is not a commander. It can't 21 damage somebody out. Important distinction from a true commander. That said, one of the problems in higher powered games such as CDH, which has been levied against planeswalkers as commanders, is that you simply do not have access to creatures to interact on the field. And ever since the printing of Timna, there have been a lot more creatures that are seeing play, probably doubly so now that we have creatures like Najeel of the Blade Blossom, or creatures like Winota now, just pushing further and further the envelope of how many creatures you can cram into a CEDH deck. The former king of Mono Blue in CEDH was the first Planeswalker Teferi that we got, which is Teferi Temporal Archmage. This was 4 and blue for a 5 loyalty legendary Planeswalker Teferi with a +1. You may look at the top cards of your library, put one of them into your hand, the other on the bottom of your library. -1, untap up to 4 permanents, and -10. You gain an emblem with. You may activate loyalty abilities of planeswalkers you control on any player's turn at any time you can cast an instant. Then the important rider, that Teferi Temporal Archmage, can be your commander. Teferi Temporal Archmage is the classic head of the Chainveil Teferi deck, a deck which basically didn't run creatures apart from just a handful. In the more modern CEDH metagame, Teferi has largely been crowded out, Not because the core combo of Teferi plus Chain Veil is bad. It's still quite good. The issue was that there's just essentially no good quality blockers that Teferi would reasonably have on the field to protect against swarms of creatures coming in from someone like Timna. While I would not go so far as to call it king-making to bring a Teferi deck to a game where you would expect to see Timna, some people did make those types of accusations, and it led to a lot of bad feelings. Ultimately, Teferi kind of dropped off the map from the CEDH metagame. What Minxkin Boo, Timeless Heroes, as a Planeswalker does, is by bringing its own creature token every single turn, it removes a lot of that vulnerability and, I guess, non-interactiveness with other creature-based decks within the metagame. If you happen to lose the token because you may have sacrificed it to the -2 ability, or lost it in combat, or just lost it to removal, you're going to get spotted a new token, both when the card enters the battlefield and at the beginning of every upkeep. So you're always going to have access to a creature who Minsk can interact with, and who can help to act as an attacker or a blocker to further your game plan. On a baseline level, we see a Gruul commander who cares about Trample and Haste, both of which are just prevalent throughout the entire pool of cards we see play in Commander. So taking a look, let's just do a quick overview of, let's just pick Trample to start. ...746 potential cards with Trample in the combination of red and green, including cards like Akroma's Memorial. In this respect, I think that we see a lot of similarity to what Minxkin Boo may want to do if we were to compare it to something like Xenagos, God of Revels. 3 red and a green for a legendary enchantment creature, God, a 6/5 with Indestructible. As long as your devotion to red and green is less than 7, Xenagos isn't a creature, and at the beginning of combat on your turn, another target creature you control gains haste and gets plus X to end of turn, where X is that creature's power. Xenagos would classically play big stompy creatures and send them into the red zone to attack down opponents to very quickly knock them from 40 to 0 life with non-commander damage. Minxkin Boo is a bit different in that regard, in that you are not going to be making your Boo very large very quickly. Starting out at a 1-1 makes that a little bit difficult, but you do have the option to fairly cheaply put a number of +1/+1 counters on your token. Any creature that has either Trample and or Haste is a valid target for this. So there are some pretty good ones in these color pairs. Looking over the list just of creatures with Trample, Atarka Worldwender kind of stands out as the first printing of Atarka before she was an Elder Dragon. 6/4 flying Trample for 5, a red and a green. And with flying and Trample, and whenever a dragon creature you control attacks, it gets double strike until end of turn. Atarka would then be a 9/7 flying Trample double strike. That's not too bad at all. Hey, look, we could play Blanka from the new Street Fighter Secret Lair. Just passed over Blightsteel Colossus if you really want people to get even more dead than they would be otherwise. There's no end to potentially good bodies with Trample in red and green that we may have access to in this type of deck if we choose to look at that +1 ability. Now, looking at Haste is a little bit more difficult, but Gruul is very good at giving creatures haste. As you see, it's primarily going to be in red. It's much more of a primary ability in red than in green, but there are a number of different ways to access haste, whether it is on individual creatures like some phoenixes, like Arclight Phoenix, have haste printed on them. But we've also seen it as a way to boost creatures as part of the board. Most recently in Kamigawa, we had... not Hot Springs. Invigorating Hot Spring. So one, a red and a green for an enchantment. It enters the battlefield with 4+1/+1 counters on it and says, modified creatures you control have haste. Remove a +1/+1 counter from Invigorating Hot Springs. Put a +1/+1 counter on a creature you control. Activate only as a sorcery and only once each turn. This is the latest in the line of ways to give creatures haste in red and green for approximately 3 mana. We've recently seen other versions of this card with cards like Rhythm of the Wild. While it doesn't say haste on there directly, it does give you, for the same cost, one a red and a green. Creature spells you control can't be countered, and non-token creatures you control have riot. So they either enter the battlefield with a +1/+1 counter or haste, your choice. This one was just kind of nice because it has that your creatures can't be countered clause on it, which is fairly nice if you're playing above Battlecruiser levels and you expect to see a lot of counter spells. This, of course, goes back as far as cards like Fires of Yavimaya. Fires of Yavimaya, again, one a red and a green for an enchantment. Creatures you control have haste, and you can sacrifice the enchantment to give target creature +2/+2 till end of turn. What I'm trying to say here is there's no shortage of ways to give all your creatures in a Gruul deck haste. There are maybe too many ways to do it. Enough so that you could pretty easily build a deck focused around Minsk and Boo, just building up a board of creatures, and have your choice of which creature you want to give +3/+3 permanently. So you may be able to do a +1/+1 counter sub-theme with this. You may be able to focus in on other areas as well. The next obvious way that we could potentially build with Minsk and Boo would be to use hamsters. And, I'm sorry to say, Boo is our only hamster in all of Commander. Unless, of course, we go with changelings. So, for changelings in red and green, we actually got a few recently that have been pretty useful. Masked Vandal is one of them. This sees play in some green and red decks that are running Conspicuous Snoop combos. Masked Vandal is one and a green for a creature shapeshifter with changeling, a 1/3. And when Masked Vandal enters the battlefield, you may exile a creature card from your graveyard. If you do, exile target, artifact, or enchantment an opponent controls. This is useful because as a changeling, it counts as a goblin for snoop piles, so you can cast it off the top to remove something which may be preventing you from winning with a Conspicuous Snoop attempt. Traditionally, those piles are going to be relying on being able to activate abilities like Kiki Jiki an infinite number of times, so getting rid of cards which block that are pretty nice. However, this is essentially what we are limited to have Hamster Tribal in Commander. Probably our best options are the Masked Vandal. Taurian Mauler is also pretty good, a creature shapeshifter with changeling, 2 and a red for a 2/2. And whenever an opponent casts a spell, you may put a +1/+1 counter on Taurian Mauler. Not bad overall. It will get very big very quickly, and you'll just be speeding it along with Minsk Excavations. Or you can use it to sacrifice Taurian Mauler for a big draw. Minsk's ability is going to be drawing X cards and dealing X damage if it was a hamster, and since there are now hamsters as a creature type, all of our changelings are hamsters. Other potentially good ones, there's not a lot. Universal Automaton at least is cost-effective, 1 mana for a 1/1 with changeling. I already mentioned Masked Vandal as 2 mana is not a bad cost for it. Realmwalker is also potentially good. It is 3 mana for a 2/3 creature changeling. As Realmwalker enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. You may look at the top card of your library at any time, and you may cast creature spells of the chosen type from your library. There aren't a lot of great changelings for us to build the deck around to make true Hamster Tribal, I guess. But it is something you can potentially build around if you're going to be leaning heavily on the token. Now, the last way that I can see to really play around with Minsk and Boo with technology as it currently exists in Magic and in Commander is that Minsk and Boo can actually go infinite if you have access to infinite mana, which means we have an infinite mana outlet in Gruul decks. So how does this work? Minsk and Boo makes a Boo token whenever the Planeswalker card enters the battlefield. You can then -2 to sacrifice a creature, the 1/1 token. When you do, the Planeswalker will deal X damage to any target, where X is that creature's power. So it'll deal 1 damage. At this point, the Planeswalker will have 1 loyalty, and you can target the Planeswalker itself, dealing 1 damage to the Planeswalker, sending it back to the command zone. If the sacrificed creature was a hamster, which in this case it was, draw X cards. X will equal 1 in this case. So if we can get access to infinite green and red mana, we can play Minx Can Boo an infinite number of times, draw our deck, and then shouldn't be too hard to try to win with all of the cards in our library in our hands. So the question is, are there any good ways to try to get infinite mana in green and red? Well, let's take a look at what options there are. If you're not familiar, there is a site called Commander Spellbook. This is a search engine for combos in Commander, and it has a pretty robust search engine, just like Scryfall does. So let's take a look at Advanced Search. We're going to say what we want is in the color identity of Gruul, and we want the result to contain infinite mana. So let's take a look. And there are 27 combos that are going to produce infinite mana. One that I have been looking at quite a bit recently has been trying to get infinite untaps with cards like Nykthos or Gaia's Cradle. So when you're using a site like the Commander Spellbook, you can actually click on the combo. It will then load a page where it tells you how to go through the combo. In this case, this is a three-card combo where you will tap two untapped lands, one of which will be Wirewood Lodge, which will then be able to pay green to untap target elf. Nykthos, Shrine to Nyx, is a legendary land that taps for two. Tap, choose a color, add to your mana pool an amount of mana of that color equal to your devotion to that color. So as long as you can generate at least four green off of Nykthos, that's going to get you the mana that you need to go infinite with this combination, generating infinite green mana. Once you have an unbounded amount of green mana, you can then use Argothan Elder to, instead of targeting Nykthos, start spending some of that green mana to get infinite red mana off of a source, just even like a mountain would be enough. So that's the phrasing they'll use if it's going to be from our lands. We see variants on this with cards like Gaia's Cradle, and then we also see some variants on this with Wake Root Elemental. So this combination is a smaller, more compact combo. In this case, it is Wake Root Elemental, 4 green-green for a 5-5 creature elemental with an activated ability that is green-green, green-green, green. That is 5 green mana. Untap target land you control. It becomes a 5-5 elemental creature with haste. It is still a land. So we tap Nykthos to get 6 green mana, at least, has to be more than that, has to be at least 8 green mana. Just in case you're wondering, again, the steps are on the page for you to take a look at. You then spend 5 of the mana on Wake Root Elemental to untap Nykthos, turning into a 5-5 with haste that is still a land. You have 3 green mana left in your mana pool, then activate Nykthos again with 2 of the mana, netting yourself 1 mana. Once you have an unbounded amount of green mana, you can use that to animate your other lands that produce red mana, and there you go, you have infinite mana. Smaller combo, more compact, a little bit more expensive, just a Wake Root Elemental costing 6 mana. It looks like there are also some combinations that are using Incubation Druid as a fairly compact way to pull off the combo, so let's take a look at this one. This is Incubation Druid plus Umbral Mantle plus Nyx Bloom Ancient. This is going to be a little bit more expensive as a 3-card combo with a 7-mana card as part of it. Incubation Druid is just a fine mana dork on its own. 1 and a green for a 0/2 elf druid. Can tap for 1 mana of any type that a land you control could produce. If Incubation Druid has at least a +1/+1 counter on it, you add 3 mana of that type instead. And you can adapt it for 3 green-green to put 3+1/+1 counters on it. Now, it's kind of nice because Minx can spot you that essentially +1/+1 counter with the +1 ability. Then we combine this with Umbral Mantle, where it costs 0 to equip this equipment, and equipped creature has 3 untapped. This creature gets +2/+2 till end of turn. If we have a way to tap for a 4th mana, in this case Nyx Bloom Ancient, which will triple our mana, we can then immediately go infinite with mana in this way. Nyx Bloom Ancient is 4 green-green for a 5-5 enchantment creature elemental with trample, and if you would tap a permanent for mana, it produces 3 times that much mana instead. So there are a number of different ways to potentially get infinite mana in these colors. Not all of them are as difficult as I thought they were going to be. Ultimately, there's probably more to explore because in Commander, Gruul has not really had an infinite mana outlet, let alone one in the command zone yet. So I'm really interested to see what winds up happening with Minsk and Boo when the Battle for Baldur's Gate Commander Legends set releases. What are you guys looking forward to? Is there anything coming up, whether in Streets of New Capenna or Commander Legends this summer, that has caught your eye so far with previews? Let us know. You can tell us in the comments on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.